The U.S. Report.
Yes, let's go to Harley in the United States of America. And what's making news, Harley?
Nate wasn't nothing. We're not worried about Nate. He came ashore in Biloxi, Mississippi, did not do the kind of damage that he could have done. This was a hurricane category one when it came ashore, second landfall in southeastern Louisiana as well. And, floods,
yeah.
Some lost power, but as hurricanes go, you know, Nate, not that big a deal.
No, thank God it's faded out. The NFL match and vice president, and the vice president, good on him.
Yeah, exactly. Vice President Mike Pence left a football game between the Indianapolis Colts and the San Francisco 49ers when some of the 49ers took a knee instead of standing for the national anthem.
Oh, come on.
Well, they've been doing this, and it's sort of...
I know.
But now it looks like... Well, it's dying out a little bit. Most of the teams are standing now. You get a couple of stalwarts who will sit down, and nobody's really sure what they're sitting down for these days.
It's Donald Trump. I mean, Donald Trump now has almost been president for a year. They've thrown everything at him, his own party, the Democrats, all the media, and still got nothing on Donald Trump. They've looked, searched, high, low, everywhere else.
Yeah, well, all they have... On him is his really bad habit with Twitter.
Yeah, I know. Well, he gave it to the North Korean bloke yesterday, didn't he, on Twitter? Oh, my God. He said, presidents and their administrations have been talking to North Korea for 25 years. Agreements made and massive amounts of money paid hasn't worked. Agreements violated before the ink was dry, making fools of U.S. negotiators. Sorry, only one thing will work. But he didn't say what the one... was, he said, was asked, he said, you'll find out. I tell you what, he's got them guessing. Okay. Columbus Day, you've got the same problem as we've got.
Well, yeah, activists seem to be saying if it's okay to eradicate signs of the Confederacy, maybe we can get rid of Christopher Columbus too. These activists are saying he's a symbol of European domination and colonialism in the United States. So they want to replace Columbus Day with Indigenous Peoples Day. It started in Los Angeles, in Austin, Texas, San Francisco, Seattle, and Denver. They've all given Columbus the boot.
Astonishing, isn't it? It's astonishing stuff. But there's got to be a movement. There's got to be a reaction. I mean, thank God for Donald Trump or these people would be completely in the ascendant, Harley. All right, good to talk to you, my friend, at the beginning of a new week. There he is, Harley Carnes in the United States of America.